League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, friends, and welcome to an historic Kings of Anglia show. Friends, as I'm sure you're aware, the history of mankind is littered with key dates. 27 BC, birth of the Roman Empire. December 25th, year zero, birth of a bearded miracle worker, not Mark Ashton. June 8th, 793, I've done some research. First Viking attack at Lindisfarne. June 12th, 1215, this is local as well. King John sealed the Magna Carta, famously, Bury St. Edmunds Link. November the 5th, 1605, gunpowder plot. March 10th, 1876, first phone call ever made. And of course, friends, July 20th, 1969, as I'm sure you all know, the first moon landing. And today, friends, we add a new date to that list. Because going forward, December 11th, 2024, will always be known as KOA 500 Day. I'm not sure I quite sold that enough, if I'm honest. But anyway, friends, it's KOA 500. We are, if you're watching, as you can see, it's me, Stewie and Rossi. But friends, there's one man without whom we could not record KOA 500. That man was here at the start. He was here through some pretty tough times on the pitch, but some bloody, ruddy, bloody good times off it on this very podcast. And I'm pleased to say, even though the loan fee is yet to be paid, and it is quite frankly extortionate, that we can be joined now by the man simply known as Hutch. It is Andy Warren. Yes, get in.
Hi.
How are you, my friend?
I've missed your intros. But nothing's happened since 1969 on your little...
Well, I mean, obviously, it was only a brief history, to be honest. I just picked out the ones that I thought would be interesting. I mean, clearly, the birth of the Roman Empire, for example. It was a Roman Republic before then. I missed out the assassination of Caesar, which I could have thrown in there. The start of building of Stonehenge, which I believe was 3000 BC. Just throwing these in there, friends. Edutainment's what we're all about. Anyway, mate, how are you?
I'm good. You okay? Thank you for having me.
Mate, thank you so much for being here. It's so good to see you. Stewie, what's it like having your long-time work husband back in the saddle for one show only?
I see him all the time. It feels a little bit like when you leave school and you maybe visit back and see your old teachers. They say, pop back and just check in with us, see how you're doing. It feels a bit like Andy's popped in to see his old teachers.
Now
he's on his best behaviour, I can see already.
Now he's off running with the cool kids, the hard lads in the playground. Rossi, how are you?
I'm very good. And yeah, great to see Hutchie. Yeah, obviously we see him every match day. But yeah, it's bringing the band back together for one sort of little reunion tour. Well, just one show, obviously.
It's going to be tremendous. Friends, today we are not going to talk about Ipswich Town in the present. We're going to take a drive down Nostalgia Avenue and review some of the best moments of the pod that we have enjoyed together. Hutchie, one question before you dive into this. How are you finding wearing a suit on a daily basis at work, or at least on match days? Because we know, famously, you're a fan of keeping it cash, and now you are dressed up to the nines.
No, thankfully, that's match days only, thankfully. I don't mind it in the winter. Don't like it in the summer, but no, it's all good. It's all good. I look okay, I think.
You look very smart. Very smart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's all right.
I guess people would want to ask as well. Obviously, you left us on a high. You guided Town out of League One into the Championship, and then you jumped ship. And as good as the next season was for us, mate, covering it in the Championship, straight through the Championship into the Premier League, what was it like for you being on the other side of the fence, poacher turned gamekeeper? That must have been pretty incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a great it's a great place to be, and it's quite lucky with the time in there, wasn't I? It was what a year that was. Didn't expect that, but it was it's pretty good.
Incredible. Right then, let's waste no further time. Rossi, you are going to resume the role in which we first knew you as, which was producer Ross. So you're going to blend into the background. And
Are we recording, by the way?
Yeah. Fortunately, we now have a thing that says we are recording, which, of course, was not the case back in the day. And we'll come to that in due course, Rossi. If you want to mould into the background, blend into the background, Rossi, and we'll keep it the three of us. Now then, friends, we've got a lot of clips to play today. And the first one, of course, I'll talk about key dates. The first ever episode of the Kings of Anglia podcast, which was hosted by the Hutchman, ably assisted by Stuart Watson. That was the lineup to begin with. 19th of November 2017, this was. So, Rossi, if we can play the clip and then we can reflect.
Hello and welcome to the Kings of Anglia podcast, where we talk about all things Ipswich Town. I'm Andy Warren and I'm here with a man who had chips before 11 a.m. on Saturday on the way to Hull. That's Stuart Watson.
It's acceptable. What's the problem?
I don't think it is acceptable to have chips before 11 a.m. But... yeah, they looked all right.
This is coming from a man who was considering pairing a chicken breast with waffles at the OK Diner, the legendary OK Diner that we stop at on the A1 for all Northern games. That's not right.
Well, it wasn't me considering pairing them. They have paired them. Like they've done the pairing. That's done. That's on a menu, the summer menu, I might add. It's November the 19th we're recording this on. Well, I opted not to go for it. Chicken, battered chicken and waffles, you do not eat that before 11 a.m, and even more so than chips, I'd have thought.
Yeah, and then I was disappointed with you on the way home. I think we stopped at Cambridge Services and you didn't go for what, is it El Mexicano describes as...
El Mexicano.
Apologies. Describes as La Beast, which I believe is a 14-inch burrito weighing a kilogram in weight. So I'll be disappointed if you don't take that on before the end of the season.
Well, you've summed up why I didn't do it. It's a kilogram in weight, and I've got enough of that already.
There we go, then. So in the very first ever intro, La Beast was introduced, which obviously became a bit of a running theme on the pod. I don't know if you ever did tackle. Actually, you did, didn't you? You smashed it. It was too easy in the end, touch.
Underwhelming, thoroughly underwhelming, actually.
It's the star of the memes, isn't it? The sort of
of course it is. Yeah,
get it down you on a Friday. Yeah,
Hutchie there looking like a young Sue Perkins on that picture that Rossi found. Hutchie, when you recorded that first ever intro, could you dare to dream that you'd be birthing such a behemoth of a podcast?
Yeah, how has this done 500 episodes? The first steps into it were quite tentative, weren't they? We probably were both wearing... It was on a Sunday, probably, for a start, which... Oh, I don't know if the hearts were full of joy. Probably wearing shirts. Don't wear that
anymore. Just to explain, we used to all be in the office on a Sunday, basically, after a game, back when offices were a thing. And the boys, on top of everything else they had to do on a Sunday, would disappear sort of mid-afternoon into this little boardroom we had in the office. And record the podcast, having spent already pretty much every waking moment talking about football and the game and everything. They then had to gee themselves up and go and do it again. And I think it's fair, Stu, to say that it wasn't something that you particularly maybe relished at all times.
Yeah, probably for the reasons that you've just described, not because we, you know, didn't enjoy talking about football, but it got to a stage where you've spent all of Saturday talking about it, all of Saturday night. We've done various videos, verdicts, everything. I think we've realised that it's probably we bring a little bit more energy when we sort of record these a day or so on now. But can't believe how young Andy looks in that picture.
He really does, doesn't he?
That was pre children. That was didn't we go through a point where like, obviously we quickly realised that we may as well we basically had the same podcast conversation in the car on the way home from an away game, and we did go through a little period where we tried to record it. Do you remember? We got a microphone out and tried to record it while one of us was driving and the other one was just holding a mic, but no, it didn't really work.
On that same theme, I also vaguely remember you live streaming when you were locked in a car park. Was that Colchester? That was around that same sort of time, wasn't it? When you've been watching was it the England under 21 game you've been watching or something.
Yeah, good times.
Anyway, so yes, at times it's fair to say that you boys weren't particularly up for recording the podcast. What you needed, it turned out, was a narcissistic gobshite. And that's where I came in. And I first appeared May 25th, 2018. So a little bit on down the line. And here is a sample of me. And this is also back when we used to record live Facebook stuff in the office. You remember this? Hello, friends. Welcome once again. It's Friday lunchtime. We're here at Archant Towers, and it's time for another slice of Ipswich Town Talk. My name is Mark Heath. I'm the sports editor here, but really I'm just here to ask questions of the boys that actually know what's going on. So we've got Stuart Watson, back from holiday. Stu, good to have you back, chief football writer.
Thank you.
Good time.
All right.
Good to have you back, mate. Good to have you back. It's not a lot going on, so fortunately, it's quite a quiet period. And Andy Warren, an ever-present. How are you, Andy?
Well, kind of ever-present.
Getting a bit more sleep these days?
No more sleep. No. Why sleep when there's an Ipswich Town manager to appoint?
Quite so. Now, obviously, we've got to start today with some breaking news, very excitingly. Nice. Nice buzzer. Breaking news, literally just before we came in here, Jack Ross has been appointed as a manager of Sunderland. News that we were expecting, of course, from the middle of this week. But, Stu, it's just been confirmed, Ross is the new man at Sunderland. Town will not be having Jack Ross as a manager. Imagine that. So there we are. I come on board, and it's fair to say, for at least from this email I'm about to read, that I wasn't universally welcomed. Let's read this, shall we? This is an email from Oliver Gardner. We've got plenty of emails, friends. Thank you so much for sending them in. I'll try and get through as many as possible. Oliver Gardner's been emailed in to say, I consider KOA a way of life for me now, and I never miss an episode. I feel like I know you and your fellow Kings personally. However, I have to be completely honest. My first time listening back in the early days when it was just Stu and Andy on, and when I next listened with you as host, I wasn't as keen. Can't remember why. I reckon I know, mate. I'm definitely an acquired taste. Andy asked for feedback from listeners via Twitter, and I said as much to him, but also that I'd continue to listen, and I enjoyed the overall premise. Andy was his usual chilled, measured self in his response, and I did continue to listen, which he implored me to do. Fast forward many episodes later, down the waterfront with my partner and kids checking out the elephant trail, when he sees a stranger. That stranger, Andy Warren. I told Andy how I felt, like I knew him from all the lost hours I'd spent listening to you all. Andy was in person, as he was over Twitter, very, very friendly and chilled. You're lucky to catch him on a good day, clearly. And when I recalled how in the early days I'd had a moan at him about your part in the show, he remembered and said, but you couldn't imagine it any other way now, which is exactly what I was going to say. We shared a laugh, et cetera, et cetera. And then he goes on to say, the show is something I tune into as soon as I'm able. Stu, Ross, formerly Andy and Mike, and latterly AJ, all speak about town and football as a whole with such passion and enjoyment that my dog walks are never dull. You knit the whole thing together and give your fellow Kings a platform to shine. I also love your hyperbole, which is obviously something that I guess I'm known for. Stu has a great football knowledge, isn't afraid to tackle the difficult questions, and I find myself wanting to hear his take on all town matters. Ross is a one-off. Seems absolutely mad, but his passion for ITFC and snappy snaps shines through. Will he ever pass his driving test? Who knows? AJ's come in and filled the void left by Andy seamlessly. And he goes on to say, any chance of an Andy Warren comeback for episode 500? I'm sorry I ever doubted you, Heath. Well, again, apologise, because we do have Andy back. So, yeah, do you remember that, Andy? I mean, I'd imagine there was an outcry when I started hosting it. Who is this complete bellend shouting about town when he'd been quite measured and sensible before I came on board? But you talked him down, Andy, and I appreciate that.
I just keep cool, and it all worked out pretty well, didn't it? We definitely needed you. We definitely needed you. It was we were drifting. I think we wouldn't be here if we'd not got you in the hot seat.
Very, very kind of you to say, old friend. And I 100% agree with you. Right then, I immediately came on the scene and started showing my elite level football knowledge. And never did I show it more than when we recorded the season preview ahead of the first Paul Hurst season. And we go through, as we do every year, leading scorer, MVP, surprise package. And here was my pick for surprise package before that season. Surprise package. Now, obviously, this means, I guess, a player who we're not necessarily talking about at the moment, but we'll go on to
have a key role in the season, maybe pop up with some key goals, whatnot. And I'm going for Aaron Drinan, based entirely on who, what? Hmm? Why are you smiling at each other?
Because he's at Sutton United now.
Ah.
Which came as a surprise to us. We were just talking about this before. We both awkward. Wondered whether he might be someone that got an opportunity under Hurst. But we've been.
When did he go?
Literally in the last, I think it emerged over the weekend that he was on the bench for Sutton in one of their pre-season games. But Andy and I have both been left with egg on our face a little bit there when Hurst was talking about he was impressed by a youngster who might step up. We both thought it might be.
That's what I was basing it on, boys. I've got egg all over my face now.
Well, we all
like
have
a proper weapon.
There's just eggs everywhere.
Start as you mean to go on, Heath there, showing him totally on the ball. And obviously that then became a thing. And now I have an Aaron Drinan shirt signed, hanging on the wall behind me. It might be the only one that actually exists, I'd imagine, in terms of his Ipswich Town career. So yeah, that was good times. I also want to read out a couple more emails. Where have we got? Because we have a picture from Charlotte. Well, see if you can tee that up as I find this email. This is slick. Here we go. So, this is Charlotte with you boys. She says, I've been listening to the podcast for 2.5 years. My love for Ipswich was ignited after watching them play away at AFC Wimbledon in January 2022. She listened to the podcast from Southwest London and she says, here are some of my favourite moments. The episode where you're talking about the saying, my nan could have scored that. And Andy shouted, nan! Like the famous Aguero. Ross saying he didn't become a chef because of the standing up. That is top tier. The Stuart Watson fire incident, we might be coming to that, Charlotte. Ross learning about EDAM and his shout out to everything, which always makes me laugh. And she says, my personal favourite moment was meeting Andy Warren and Stuart Watson after the AFC Wimbledon friendly in 2022. And there you go. Thanks again for all your hard work on the podcast. I thoroughly enjoy listening. Best wishes, Charlotte Thornton. So thank you, Charlotte. Do you remember that meeting, boys? I mean, I suppose you're always taking pictures with fans, aren't you?
I think I actually do, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, now I've seen the picture, that does ring a bell.
Superb.
It's always slightly, I think we've said this before, it's always slightly surreal on the handful of occasions that people have come over and said hello and maybe wanted a picture or whatever. Then I go, there's Mick Mills, is literally 10 yards down there. He's captained England. Go and get a picture with him. Thank you to everyone that does that. I went to the PLC AGM the other night and had a couple of people come over and say some really nice things. And it does mean a lot. Although it did raise the topic of Andy always is the first thing that people go, you're missing your mate. How's your mate, Andy? I'm sure you're getting this internally as well.
Yep.
But he didn't call you Hutch. And I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name, the gentleman that came over. But he said, are you missing Titch? And it took a little while for me. It took a little while for me to work out that he meant Hutch. does the Hutch nickname live on? Has that transferred? No,
I'm afraid not. Well, and I wouldn't want it to either. It's it has its place, and it's with you. It's with you guys and the listeners. That's where it belongs. And on the back of the shirt that you bought me when I left, I did consider bringing it here today to try and get it up on the wall behind, but forgot.
So, you'll always be Hutchy to us, mate. A couple more emails. This is from Ollie Hale. Says, love the show. Found the pod following Stu's big interview with Marcus Evans. Remember that way back in the day, Stu? I vaguely remember asking you what Marcus Evans smelt like as part of that. Anyway. For the 500th episode, could you reveal, he says, why Andy's Milka Cup feature was abruptly halted? This is something that a lot of people have brought up. I imagine it's something boring, like a higher up telling you to all do some proper work. But I was heartbroken when it suddenly stopped. Hutchie, the Milka Cup, it just sort of faded, didn't it?
It definitely wasn't a higher up telling us to do some work, because if that was the tipping point for them to tell us to start doing that, that was long, long past it. Why did it stop? It didn't stop because I left, did it? Was it before then?
It was before then.
Because it was a logistical nightmare. I went too deep too quickly, producing like goal difference, like group stage tables down to goal difference. I lost the little bits of paper that I did the draw with. They got put down the back of a radiator because I did the draw on the windowsill. I lost a lot of it and I forgot half the teams.
Did we even reach the knockout stage?
Yeah, I think we might have done the knockout stage draw potentially for the first too many teams in there. The system of deciding who won each game was too complicated, and I think we were quite busy at the time.
It was pretty involved, as I recall.
It was too much. It was too much, Mark.
But I enjoyed it, and we'll never know. I mean, make up your own ending, perhaps, as to who win. I like to think the boys from Vikinger.
They were your boys, weren't they?
Yeah, and got the win. Just one final email before we welcome our hairy friend back to the show. This is from a friend of all of ours, friend of the show, actually, the sweetest of Welsh princes. We have a picture with this as well.
Number three.
He says, can't quite believe there's been 500 episodes, but here's another 500 more. I can honestly say I look forward to them now just as much as I did when I first started listening. Content like this is absolutely crucial for fans like myself who can't make it to every game. The coverage is consistently brilliant, even if it takes Ross 237 takes to film an intro on game day. I'm not sure if that's accurate. My first proper memory is the attached picture with Hutchie back in 2019. There we go. Stu and Andy both made an appearance at the Blue Monday Live podcast, our friends in podcasting, Blue Monday. After making Hutchie feel like a local celebrity, I was well on my way to friend of the show status. The rest is history. He says, let's get another live podcast organised again. That might be something that's in the works, aren't we? What's this space? But then, of course, our trio became a quartet as we moved into the IO community radio studios and start properly recording shows radio style. And for that, we needed someone with a bit of nous about the old radio. We needed a producer. Then, of course, Ross came on board, as he's going to now. Yes!
Hello.
Do you remember, Ross, our very first show in the studio? Because I think it was originally intended that you were like, I don't want to say anything. I just want to fiddle with the knobs, as it were, in the background. But then, of course, your sheer force of personality and charisma started to shine through, and you became part of the show. And never were you more part of the show than when we launched a new game show, Ross. Hereforth known as The Strike. Another date here for you. 9th of September 2019. The first ever Strike. Shall we hear it?
Let's go.
It's time for another new section of the show, because the people want more Roscoe. That's the feedback. They like his voice. They think it's amusing. They like his complete apathy and disinterest in everything. And that is Ross, trust me. And so now we're going to build a part of the show around young Mr. Halls. It's called
Hello and welcome to another edition of The Strike, brought to you by the greatest quiz show host on planet Earth, producer Ross.
Hutchie, you're completely wasted doing what you do.
It's called The Strike.
The Strike.
Do you see what I've done there?
You do, yeah. You should charge big money for these jingles.
Well, I am now, because I've got that weighty 1.5 million in my bank, so...
Good Lord, what a jingle. The Strike, brought to you by producer Ross. That's incredible. The first ever The Strike, maybe the last. We'll see how it goes.
Probably will be the last.
Ross, yeah. Hit us with it.
So, contestants.
That's us.
Mark Keith, Andy Warren, Stuart Watson.
Yeah.
Let's bring this down a little bit.
It will run out at some point. It's not an endless jingle.
It's all right. Let it fade.
Let it fade out.
And 'twas ever thus, Ross. You burst on the scene with your own game show and a golden jacket, which you saw there on the, if you're watching, you can see that was for KOA Live, wasn't it? Where we had a live version of The Strike, which, as I remember, was a complete shambles. But as it should be, because The Strike largely was and is a shambles.
Yeah, big credit to obviously Andy for naming the show, because obviously, famously, I got hit by lightning at the open day in 2019, and The Strike became a
thing.
No,
you didn't, Ross.
Well, you know, can't call me a liar if it did happen, you know. As I said, it felt, yeah.
Oh, I really miss you, mate. I really do.
But yeah, it was a great show. It's still a thing. We still do it on the fans social, and we're potentially planning to do something for a Christmas special. But yeah, it was good times. Many standout moments. Obviously, Brout, the gold jacket. But yeah, strike. And I loved that intro. It was great.
Yes.
That's just jogged my memory, sorry, of Andy talking about the 1.5 million in his account. There was a feature, wasn't there, where... Mm-hmm. How did it work? You were able to place a bet of any size on, and then you came up with this. Yeah, and Mark just pulled some odds out of thin air. We're way off.
I was a terrible bookmaker. Yeah, I think I still owe Hutchie about 14 billion, actually, based on that.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here today, mate. I've not forgotten.
Come to collect.
Yeah. No, I don't know if you were planning to get onto this at any point, but I do see quite a lot of Ross. And I haven't. What is going on with the drive-in? Like,
oh no!
In that, I'm going to move Andy now. He's just ruined this whole show. No, to be fair, I'm in the process of buying a house. That's been on my agenda. But yeah, I've just. Do you know what? I've just got too laid back about it. I think I've got too many drivers.
That's just happened. That's just happened now, is it? The laid back.
No. But yeah, I think I've got too many drivers. Even people now offer me lifts from five aside, even just to drop me off.
Ross, everyone. Stop helping him to not drive everywhere, because the boy is lazy. He needs to be treated harshly so he can start to learn to drive. It's an essential life skill. Anyway, Rossi, the strike was often shambolic. And as you say, it is going to come back for the Christmas special, hopefully. But there was one particular moment where you really stood out, because having had the intro sorted for you by Andy, you sought out a celebrity to hit us with the outro. So let's enjoy that moment, shall we?
Have we got the outro?
I have an outro.
Yes.
I hope you're going to enjoy this. It links up from Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
So
Posh,
I'm bringing the strike song down, and over to you, mate.
Hi guys, Barry Cotter here. That was another edition of The Strike with producer Ross. Tune in next week for another edition of The Great Quiz Show.
Oh my goodness!
Wow!
Oh!
With spice? That's amazing!
Let me give you a high five for that. That, my friend, is why you're the greatest producer on planet Earth. As if you just needed us to say that it was the greatest game show. Now, the penalty hero, the boy wonder... Barry Cotter is telling you that Strike is indeed the best game show on planet Earth. That is tremendous, Ross.
Can you play it again?
Yeah, do it again.
Hi guys, Barry Cotter here. That was another edition of The Strike with producer Ross. Tune in next week for another edition of The Great Quiz Show.
Amazing. Is he coming to the live pod? Is he going to do the outro at the live pod?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Oh, we should get him. Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Wow. That was tremendous. That's one of my favourite things ever.
That was a tremendous moment, Ross. And I only wish that back then we were filming shows because that was a genuine kind of... You hadn't told us about that. We knew nothing about it. And obviously, when you played it, we were all very excited. And there was a lot of whooping and a holler and a high-fiving going on, which was tremendous. Anyway, so going forward, we're now a four. We need a platform. And that platform was KOA Live in December 2019. And in the run-up to that, of course, there were a few things that happened, which spawned some merch, Rossi, which was when we were asked, I think as part of a mailbag, about the current, or then, manager, Paul Lambert. Shall we hear that? Jack Slider wants to know, I'm going to the zoo today, so on that theme, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? And also, what animal is Lambo? Now, Lambo would be something fighty. I think, like, I'll tell you what Lambo would be. He'd be a honey badger.
A honey badger?
Have you ever seen the honey badger video?
No.
Oh, you've got to watch it.
So they get a bit aggro.
Honey badgers don't give a fuck. That's basically, like, that is the line for honey badgers. They'll literally attack anything.
Where do they live? Are they native to our...
They're not from these parts, no. They're sort of in hotter climes. But this video basically shows them attacking lions. And they are mean... Bad-tempered little things. You don't want to rile a honey badger because, as I say, they don't give a fuck. And I fancy Lambo's a bit like a honey badger.
Yeah.
He refuses to be intimidated by anything or anyone.
When he was at Carrow Road, did he engage full honey badger
mode?
When he was like being held back by a copper and stuff?
And also when and there was a presser afterwards, wasn't there? And he said, tell him to give me a call. That was him going into honey badger mode. Honey badger boys. Do you remember when honey badger was a thing? And our old mate at Glory Days Artwork, Brad, even produced hoodies for KOA Live. Which we sold, and I still have an excellent hoodie with Lambo being restrained at Carrow Road. Obviously, the honey badger then was not a thing, but something else was a thing.
On the honey badger front, my main memory of that was then when Ross went in and got Paul Lambert to record. What was that for? He recorded a segment with alongside Matt Gill where Paul Lambert.
That's KOA Live. Yeah.
He referred to himself as the honey badger, didn't he? It's the honey badger here or something. I don't know how you managed to get him to do that.
I think I mentioned it to him and then I went, could I have this on camera? And he was like, yeah, go on then. And then it happened. So big shout out to Matt Gill because he was the one who really sorted that out for me because I don't think Paul Lamb would have just said, let this random guy come in. Matt Gill just sort of went, come on, I'll get you in. And then, yeah, that happened.
KOA Live, anyway, which was, I think I might have set a record for the most obscenities in one recorded podcast. As people kept buying me Red Stripe, I kept getting more and more potty mouthed. Anyway, we have a picture, which you want to flash up, from another friend of the show, the man with the big fish.
It's a bass.
Nigel G. There we go. That's KOA Live at the end of it. And there's Nigel with his fish. Where are we? Nigel G says he shared some favourite moments, one of which was Andy Warren, that's you, Andy, putting the pod together at 2 a.m. eating party rings after promotion. I've kept a download of this one and often give it a re-listen. I hope he's going to make a guest appearance for the 500th. Duly sorted. Remembering the pod being recorded in the secret bunker and often having to be recorded twice, when producer Ross had forgotten to press the record button. And he also mentions a famous court case with Mick McCarthy making a guest appearance. Now, wouldn't it be lovely if we had that clip, Rossi?
Witness?
Yeah, I thought you had a key witness you were thinking about calling.
Key witness here.
Yeah.
This man's got a bit of time on his hands because he has a big gap between games. I call Mick McCarthy to the stand.
No one saw this. In the courtroom drama now, everyone would be hushed. This would be like... As Mick McCarthy walks in, he sits
down. The door creaks.
In he walks. Mr. McCarthy, if you'd like to make your way into the witness box.
Does he have to put his hand on the Bible? He's
sworn his oath.
You get the option. He's sworn in anyway. He's got some water in front of him. Dr. Stuart Watson, your witness.
Well, you're all fucking happy with 1-0 now, are you?
Is that it?
And then he would probably slam his hand on the desk and say,
leave.
Oh, call Scoos in front of a back five. That's fine now, is it? Are you entertained?
I am, actually.
Can I
defence your witness?
Are you open for cross-examination?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What is it to do with you, quite frankly, Mick? What are you doing here? What relevance have you got to this? We're looking at the past again, aren't we?
He's gone. He's already slammed his hand on
the
desk.
He's gone to take the Arsenal job.
He's walked out,
yeah. A classic moment, and also a classic image, Hutchie, which I believe you created for it, which was the trial with Judge Heath presiding.
That's using the official only existing picture of Stuart Watson at that time. And that Twitter picture, you had that for far too long. Far too long. I'm glad it's gone now.
There are still... very few pictures of Stu that exist. If you look at his byline picture again, I'd say that you probably changed a little bit since that byline picture, Stu. You're certainly a lot more jacked now and maybe a little bit more follically challenged. But anyway, there's another member of the Kings of Anglia pod posse who left us. And again, it would be only right. And I've just realised that he's been sitting in the lobby for a long time. So I'm going to bring him in ahead of his spot. Because I want to say hello to him. So, friends, we become a five with the return of the grand porcine, the big porker. It's only bloody ruddy Mike Bacon.
Well, hello, Heathie. How are you? Nice to see you. And on this 500th edition. Yes, absolutely wonderful to be back. I must be honest, I've been sitting here for around an hour and a half listening to the absolute waffle that's been going on before me, concluding that Mick McCarthy thing, which was horrendous. And but anyway, very good. Very absolutely. Roscoe, nice to see you here. And I'm glad you got the driving thing in first, Andy, because I was about to ask. Andy, nice to see you, old friend.
And you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, very good. Yeah,
we're gonna start a spin-off pod, me and you, aren't we?
Exactly, we are. It's gonna be called The Author and the Porker. Well, that's me, isn't it?
You're both of those.
Yes, we can do a spin-off, Andy. I'll come down to the club every week and sit in the Sir Ralph Ramsey suite wherever you have your office, and we have free tea and coffee and everything, and talk to the players and sign autographs, and they sign our shirts and things, and then we go on the grass and we play. Do you play? You must play on the grass sometimes. We're going to have a little game.
Every day, mate. Yeah, we're out on there.
Yeah. Sorry, Heathie. How are you, friend?
It's fine, mate. Please. I mean, this is exactly what the people want. They want the Porker back. They want these chaotic, some would say, intros. And we're going to get onto that in due course, Mike. We've got a couple more clips to play. I didn't want you to sit in the lobby for longer than you needed to. You were there a lot earlier than I expected. Anyway,
not got anything to do, have you? Let's be honest.
Well, actually, yeah. Time is it? What's time? I mean, everything. I mean, yes, it's absolutely beautiful. I've got a bit of golf this afternoon. Might go for a swim. Perhaps go in the old sauna or have a little spa or something. So yeah, plenty of time.
Excellent. It's great to have you here, Mike. And we've just done KOA Live, which you, of course, gave us the Kings of Anglia magazines giveaway free, seamless link. And then December 2019, we record KOA Live. March 2020, the world shuts down. COVID hits. We, like the heroes we are, carry on recording KOA using Teams, as it was back then. And that also gave birth to a moment which now lives long in KOA history. I think it came as part of the strike, Rossi, did it not? Shall we relive that now?
Now, another legend of Ipswich Town up next, Patrick Kisnobo.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Is that how you say that? No?
Kisnobo.
There's quite clearly an R in there.
Oh. How'd you say it?
Kisnobo. Kisnobo.
Oh, Norbo. Oh. Yeah, he turns.
Who is it, Ross?
Patrick Kisnobo. Yeah.
An outstanding moment. Do you remember those lockdown podcast boys? Because originally we started recording them on Teams, which the quality wasn't great there, as you see. And then for some reason you could no longer record on Teams. So I think at times we had to record them literally over like a Zoom phone line.
Skype it was.
Yeah. And Hutchie, obviously, the rest of the boys went off on, what was it called? Furlough. So me and you carried on that summer, literally talking to each other down a Skype phone line. And I, at one point, realised that my mic hadn't been working, particularly when we did the Wembley 2000 review. I had a mic I thought plugged in, and I realised it hadn't been working the whole time. So anyway, there's an email, which I will find, because my emails have gone to pieces now. But in the meantime, shall we listen to another great moment, which is we come out of COVID. There's a new boss in town. It's another Paul. And he came along to say hello to the boys at a game. I can't remember which game this is or indeed what date it is, but we thought it was worth including.
Portsmouth away.
Here we go then, Rossi.
Mr. Cook.
I hope they're speaking well about us tonight. Good night.
That's good timing.
That was a big win, wasn't it, boys? Hence, he was in 4-0. Excellent 4-0. He was in excellent mood. Do you remember that night, boys?
I do. Yeah, he didn't last that much longer after that, did he? Remarkably, I think they scored 4 at Wickham in that little period as well. And was that the time when Macaulay Bond was scoring goals for fun? Was that sort of period? Yeah, feels like a lifetime ago now already.
Pochi, do you remember that night?
Probably only for that, to be honest. Yeah, I do actually. That was nice. He was a good man, really, like Paul Cook. He was a nice guy.
excellent voice as well. And speaking of good men and excellent voices, he's joined us a little bit earlier. But that man, of course, is the big porker. Now, Mike, we've had a lot of emails, which I've now completely messed up. They're completely out of order. I've got no idea where they are now. But trust me when I say that people said they wanted the porker, and they wanted the porker for one reason mainly, and that was for what some have called madcap, others have called chaotic or schizophrenic intros. And it's only right at KOA 500 that we relive one of said intros. Warning, friends, if you do get seasick, maybe turn the volume down.
Just introduce my first king. If you're at Forest Green on Saturday, you'd have seen him. You'd have seen him because he was wandering around the pitch. He had this huge camera, the size of an elephant, the size of a huge thing, pointing up at the fans, taking pictures, running on the pitch, running off the pitch, throwing things back at fans, doing all sorts of funny things. And, it's always delightful. I hope a lot of people who got involved in game day like chatting to him. I mean, he doesn't really give you much of a choice. He comes to sort of like grabs you and asks you silly questions. But don't worry, because that's what we ask him to do. It's Roscoe Hawes. Ross, how are you this morning?
I'm much better now. Once again, those intros, Mike, are fantastic.
What does go on in your mind, Mike, when you're hosting a pod? I mean, clearly I'd imagine it's not scripted. It's just, you just go where the old bacon brain takes you, the mind of an author.
Well, it's certainly not scripted, Heathie. I'll tell you that now, right? So, I mean, because I was often called off the old subs bench, basically, for when you were doing your MMAs or what you were going, your KFCs, whatever you call it, and you're doing your, I don't know, poncing around some country somewhere or some pub doing pub reviews. And so they say, Mike, you go. And then they say, would you like to introduce it? And I say, oh, I'd love to introduce it, please, because I like introducing things. I think it's nice to say hello to people. So I used to just observe, really. If I covered the game on a Saturday, I covered a few, not that many, but a few, and I used to observe what was going on. And Roscoe particularly was always quite interested to observe. He'd wander about, just point his camera here, there, everywhere. And of course, the Hutchman as well, and the Doctor. I mean, they were both, do you still call him the Doctor? Stu, you still called the Doctor?
Are you still practicing?
I'll make house calls if required, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because last time I know, you want to be an astronaut. But that's from another series.
Spaceman, I think I said, didn't I? Yeah.
I think Andy corrected you to astronaut. You said spaceman. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, so obviously the intros were really them. And some people liked them, and some people, if you see the comments, absolutely hated them. And I'm sure I lost as many listeners as I gained. Some said more bacon, or hashtag more this. That's usually a lot of my friends, to be honest. My family were doing all that. It wasn't anyone, any of the fans. And then there's people saying, my goodness, I can't listen to any more. I've got to turn it off. I can't stand it. So I was a bit of a Marmite introductionist.
Introductionist. I like it.
I might use that in my next book, which will be out hopefully next year.
How many books are you on?
I can see them. They're on your shelf there, aren't they?
Yes. Look, just in time for Christmas. Everybody should have one, without a doubt. Have you got yours, Roscoe?
Yeah, of course. I ain't got a bookshelf next to me, but it's, I'll have a bookshelf in my new home. So
Excellent. This gives us a chance to read an email from one of our long-time listeners, Peter McLeod. Formerly Amsterdam correspondent, now Polish correspondent. He says, I believe I've listened to every minute of your output, and I get a tingle of excitement when I see the latest episode has dropped. So many highlights, it's hard to narrow down. One stands out in particular is when I submitted a question about your perfect match day experience, and a teary-eyed Mark, I started crying about my granddad, which unfortunately seems to be the highlight for many people, Heath weeping about his dead granddad. Another thrill was hooking up with Roscoe to contribute to game day on a rare flying visit to Portman Road. Ross is a hairy gem. I feel strangely connected to him as he reminds me of my own lovely son, who, unlike Roscoe, passed both his English and Polish driving tests first time. Stuart's an absolute rock whose opinion I respect highly, and he makes me laugh whenever he delivers a deadpan review of, for example, a pizza topping in the same tone of voice as a match report. Mark never lets me down, etc. Andy and his beautiful calves are much missed, as is Mike and his chaotic personality. But AJ is a magnificent addition to the lineup, has slotted in smoothly. Bless you all and Upper Town. Thank you, Peter. And thank you for all the work that you do digging out those exclusive lines from Amsterdam and Poland. We've yet to run any of them, but I'm sure one day they'll come in useful. Right. So Mike is on board. We are around, I think, 2,000. 21-22. This is when award season starts hitting and we get obviously nominated for yet another national award, yet to win, but one day we will. So we duly have a night out in Manchester, boys, do we not? At a hotel where none of the toilets worked, which made for a particularly pongy experience. And anyway, we didn't win. We sat with the boys from Ipswich Town, seemed to be your colleagues, Hutchie. And then the night, I think it's fair to say, goes downhill. Stewie and Rossi disappear. I don't see Rossi until 9 a.m. the next morning when his door is actually open, his hotel room. His door is open when I go to knock him for breakfast. I literally just walk in and Ross says, yeah, I think I can't remember what time I got in. I think it was about 4 a.m. Me and Andy go walking around Manchester looking for some late night snacks. And Mike, I vaguely remember buying you a whiskey and Coke before you toddled off to bed.
Got to that stage.
We have evidence, however, that this night did happen because we have a video that emerged on social media of Rossi, under the guidance, it has to be said, of party animal Watson. What were you up to, Rossi? Let's have a look, shall we? Incredible scenes, Rossi. Obviously, we know that there's a lot that night that can't be talked about, but it's fair to say you had a good night, even if you did forget what time you come in and completely forget to actually close your bedroom door.
Yeah, I was safe in the end because, yeah, good old Stuart Watson sorted me out. And, so it was a good night, to be fair. It was a good night. We had a cheeky McDonald's on our way back and I must have just stumbled into my room and just not bothered shutting the door. But no one came in to, you know, even just shut it for me. But,
I wonder where you're going with that. Anyway, moving on. Shall we read another email? This is from Bob Chambers, one of the KOA International posse. He's based in Halifax, Nova Scotia, the home, Andy, of the Mooseheads, which I'm sure you know. Owned by one of the guys who now co-owns town. Anyway, he says, it's nice to tune in while walking the dog on the bitter cold winter mornings to the professional views of Stu, Alex, Ross and yourself. Not to forget, Mike, he actually says this, Roscoe. Mike the Big Porker and Turncoat Andy, correct?
Turncoat.
Still can't believe he bailed on you guys. Whatever happened to him? Well, exactly. Good question. He says, let's wait for the King's verdict. Then I'll believe it, essentially. I'd like to wish all you guys past and present and thank you for bringing such a great, reliable pod we can all get invested in. There's one pressing thing we're all craving for. When is Ross going to pass his driving test? It's a running theme, Ross. A lot of these emails finish with that question. I mean, I mentioned some key dates in history there. Do you think that we might one day have a key date, Rossi passing his driving test?
2025 is the year of Roscoe on the roads.
You said that at the start of this year when we were doing New Year's resolutions.
Where are you at? Be transparent, mate. Where are you actually at with this?
On my ninth attempt of passing the theory test.
That can't be true. It's got to be more than that.
I have like booked ones in, then forgot about it, and obviously I wasted £23. So yeah, it's not good. Although I blame COVID a little bit as well, because there is a big like, what's the word?
Backlog.
That's what I'm like. Thanks, Cameron. Author. He knows the words, dictionaries and all that. But yeah, the backlog is sort of stuffed me a little bit. So, but I can't use that excuse any much longer. So,
it's not really an excuse now. What are we, no. three years later? Yeah. Oh, why haven't you passed the COVID, mate?
Are you anyway, a practical test?
I think I am. I've been obviously going in, you know, other people's cars and stuff like that, just to do a little practice. And I crashed, so that's good. But yeah, 2025, boys, watch me on the roads. I'll be driving Stu to Stoke or somewhere, or
a nice hopefully. You won't.
You're assuming we've been relegated then.
I meant to say Premier League. Oh, Stoke? No, they're not going to get promoted, are they, Stoke? No, anyway, move on.
There is one more moment, which
we have to play before we say goodbye to the boys. And I asked as part of this show for people to tell us their favourite moments. And almost unanimously, this one came out on top with another contender, which we're also going to play in due course. But this was, I think it would have been around November 2021, something like that, December maybe. We're all jollily recording a podcast, the four of us. Stu was in that very room. And then we almost had a disaster, an absolute disaster. Yes, because of your affection for Yankee candles, Stu. Shall we relive this moment?
Of November.
What's going on?
What? What the hell? What is...
Oh, no.
What in the world is going on? For those of you not watching on video, there's literally just been a fire started in Stu's bedroom.
It's fine, it's out. What? I think how's it's
that,
out.
How has that happened?
I've got a little Yankee candle on the go here. I'm going to put that up.
I think that's the most dramatic thing that's ever happened. This podcast.
All I did is I flipped my little notepad back. And caused a little fire.
Oh my god. We've got to use that as the thumbnail, Ross, when we put this out. Stu holding fire. So we almost lost the Milka Cup and Stu almost burned alive. Live on KOA. I think that's wow.
You see the smoke.
Yeah,
we could.
That was almost a serious incident and I'd have had to report it to HR.
Alright, just get that window open. Sorry.
Do you remember that, Stu? What I love most about that clip is your sheer professionalism. When you realise there's an inferno about to burn out, you rather than put the fire out, you bring it into shot so everyone can see it before you extinguish it. And that, my friend, is why you're a professional.
Showmanship. Yeah, that did actually cross my mind. I thought in that split second, content is king.
Got to get it on camera. Exactly. Exactly. Right then, friends, we've done about an hour or so and it's been absolutely tremendous to have you both joining us back here, Andy and Mike. Mike, in terms of books, brings up to speed. There's two now, is there, that you've written?
There is two books out. Heathy Sun, yes, there's 38 Sleeps, which was out, 2.5 years ago now, and Deceive Me, which was out early this year, both going nicely. Please know, get on Amazon or you can contact me. Or I'm not going to give my phone number out, obviously, because obviously, you know, I'd get a lot of... funny calls. But anyway, so yes, and the third one is underway. I'm getting along with it nicely. It's another murder mystery with a little bit of naughtiness in, like all my readers seem to enjoy. But I see a few nodding heads there. Yes. So anyway, but yes, thank you very much. There, and the third one is underway as we speak.
Excellent. Keep an eye on that. Available at all good bookshops and on Amazon, of course, Mike, I'm imagining. Do you still keep your eye on the old town? What have you made of them in the Premier League so far?
Of course I do. Yes. I mean, it's difficult. It's a difficult season. It's a tough season. I mean, it's funny. I remember when Ipswich went up in 2000, the first season of the Premier League, they finished fifth. And it just shows how tougher the... Because Ipswich went up with just a team pretty well from the Championship then, or Division One, whatever it was then. And they've done fairly, they've actually strengthened quite a lot this season, obviously. And it's a tough league. And I think, but McKenna's right. They have been competitive in most games and they have been fine margins. You could stick another 6 points on their tally, but you can't stick another 6 points on their tally. It's as simple as that. It's brutal. It's a brutal division. One slip, one lack of concentration. But to see Portman Road as it is, bear in mind that last time I went there, or last few times I went there, I was reading my programme after 10 minutes, during the Mick McCarthy era, or I was sitting at Forest Green eating some vegan hot dog bolly burger, whatever they were called, or eating some fish and chips at Morecambe Chip Shop with Stewie, talking to the locals. It's fantastic. What a stadium. What fans, what crowds, what atmosphere. It comes over on TV fantastic. The club's on its... Whatever happens this season, the club is only going one way. And that's you can just see it. He's got a squad together that even if things go wrong this year, they're going to come back. They're going to keep building. They're going to get more players. Yeah, I the results are obviously not how we want them at the moment, but the bigger picture is... I remember when you came with the Heath to interview Mark Ashton on his first day at Ipswich Town. back in whatever it was, and he was talking about, I'll have that ground with 28,000 in a few years. And I think most people just love, sort of, well, yeah, of course you will. You know, it was literally like that. And, well, tremendous. So, yeah, I hope they stay up. Do I think they'll stay up? I think it's going to be very difficult, but hopefully. But certainly the future is, crikey, it's a different level to what it was 5 or 6 years ago, isn't it? So 100%. Up the town, always.
Have you got a message for your fans of the introductions? As a big time introductionist, Mike, before you depart, have you got a message?
Well, I must admit, when Heathy started, between you and me fans, the KOA fans, when Heathy started this, I must confess, most of us thought, oh my God. And he's on it all the time, pod this, pod that. And we're like, he's doing our heads in, you know. No, can't I write a feature about Speedway? He'd go, no, come on the pod. can't I do, you know, I've just got to go and interview Luke Chambers. And, no, come on the pod. You know, so it's like, oh, pod it. So it was, but I'll tell you what, it's done the course of time. It's fantastic. You've done really well, you guys, particularly. It's to get to 500 is extraordinary. I think it's great. Ipswich Town fans, I love them all. I've always loved Ipswich Town. You know, right from when I was a little tiny person. Look, when I was even tinier than I am now, really, really diddy, about this big, tiny than that, actually. I was about that big. And I stood on my milk crate in the West Stand, which is, used to watch, I watched Barcelona's and people like that, and then end up reporting on Accrington Stanley and Morecambe and Forest Green. But, you know, so it's been a long journey, and I still, it's a great club. And this is a good podcast, a really good podcast. And of course, the biggest underrated man of all is Mr. Watson, who, through his dar tones, talks so much sense. We listen to what he says. The man talks a lot of sense, everybody. I know they know that. And of course, with Roscoe alongside as well. What more do you want? Actually, Heathy, thank you for all your entertainment over the years and pushing us and driving us mad. And here's to the next 500.
Absolutely, Mike. I think if we'd had drawn up the perfect Mike Bacon cameo on this podcast, it would have been that. It would have been intros. It would have been some straight talking about Ipswich Town and then insulting me. So that'd be perfect. Mike, thank you so much. And pleasure. We'll see you down the old speedway soon, I'm sure. None of us ever will.
No, you won't. Goodbye, guys. And it's great to see you. Keep it up. Mwah.
Cheers, Mike.
Kick him off now.
Get rid of him. Come on. And then there were four again. That was tremendous to speak to Mike. Shall we do something you see in Ghostbusters? Should we cross the streams and bring KOA past into KOA present? Because obviously this four ended like Robbie Williams walking away from Take That. Hutchie strolled away to Ipswich Town in the Premier League. And we got a new king on board who I'm still not entirely convinced wasn't influenced in terms of interview by the fact he bears resemblance to you, Andy, and has similar mannerisms. And that guy, of course, is young AJ Alex Jones. I hope he's waiting in the lobby because, Alex, I want you to inject yourself into this virtual chat room now and we can have a crossing of the streams moment. Here we go.
Hey.
Who'd have ever thought we'd see this? How are you, mate?
I'm good, yeah. I like the fact that this system has put me and Andy right at the bottom together so you can have like a side-by-side comparison here.
There is definitely a similarity. Andy, I know you haven't got much more time to give us, so I'm going to let you bow out. But thanks so much for joining us today. Any final thoughts or messages for the KOA army?
First thoughts... Definitely envious of Alex's facial hair abilities. Still not got that in my locker. Probably never will. Thanks for having me on, though. It's been really nice to see everyone. Brought back some great memories. We spent a lot of time doing this, haven't we? We've had some good times, boy. Yeah, we really did. Some real highlights. Some great people to do this with, and so many great people that we got to meet through listening to it as well. Still see a lot of them around now. As you said earlier, every single one of them asks them if I miss Stu, including like people that I now work with who ask me that all the time. The answer is no, every time. But yeah, great times. Thanks for having me back on. And this is definitely going to reach 1,000 episodes. Because how many have you actually done though? Because like
500
official numbered podcasts, some exactly 500, but others, you know, the kind of non-pay-per-view events, if you like, the shoulder programming, a few more than that. One final question, Hutchie, your football shirt collection became pretty legendary when you were on the show. You had it behind you in most of the pods. Has that grown exponentially since you actually work for a football club? Have you now got access to peak match worn gear?
It's grown, yeah, with some additions in that area, yeah, but not as many as you might fear.
Can you go and get Sam Morsi from the dressing room to do his interview? Where is he? Oh, he's in the opposition dressing room trying to get Mo Salah's shirt for his collection.
No, none of that, sadly. A couple of nice additions, but nothing crazy.
Superb. Hutchie, you're a legend and will continue to be a legend. You'll always be a king. And thank you so much for joining us. And I will pay that loan fee. I just need to sell my kidney first to fund it. But thank you so much, mate. And we'll see you around on match day. And as you say, when we get to 1,000, which I think will be around 2031, you're committing to coming back on, yeah?
Yeah, as long as you've paid the initial loan fee.
Okay, all right. We'll see what we can do there. Have a great rest of day, mate. And thank you so much.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. And then we're brought bang up to date with a new era. Talking about dates, AJ's debut. We have that to play. And I have the date somewhere, he says. I'm trying to remember where it is. I'll just get that now. 10th of July, 2023. The first Kings of Anglia show for Alex. And we can watch that now, Rossi. About to introduce now the new king on this Kings of Anglia show, Alex Jones. And here he is. Alex, what are your words as the new king?
Thank you for welcoming me to the throne room. Throne room of the Kings of Anglia.
If you're watching on video, you'll see that Alex has created something of a kind of quite coronation style little surrounding for himself. You've got, what is that? Is that some sort of...
We've got a little bit of
wicker.
Yes, it's a wicker screen that we put up because the thoughts are mainly is that it looks very royal. And while Bury Cathedral was a little bit of a push for the coronation, we're kind of thinking that the mirror also shining onto all the stuff I have on this table here probably wouldn't be the best look for a debut podcast. So a little bit of both, to be honest. I think the main thing is that it looks really perfect for a coronation.
I like it. I mean, it's the first time that anyone's create their own backdrop. That's already an upgrade on Hutchman. So welcome to the team, Alex. And that trestle, of course, lives on, AJ, as your official backdrop.
It does, yeah. I don't have it here, which I know is disappointing. I'm downstairs recording for this one, but I promise you that at least for the time being on our weekly pods, it will be there every time. It has been for more than a year, which is weird to think.
Can you remember back to that first? Because obviously when we employed you, we signed you from another newspaper, you were moving up, big deal. Clearly, you knew you were going to come and write about Ipswich Town, cover Ipswich Town. But I'd imagine the pressure to join this behemoth of a podcast, a bit like signing for Real Madrid, like I'd imagine. So did you feel the pressure? Did you feel like you had to score a hat-trick on your debut?
A little bit, yeah. I won't lie in saying that I'd listened to all however many podcasts that you guys had recorded before
what?
I got here.
Sacked.
I'm sorry. However, in the build-up to doing this, I remember one night, for some reason, I was just struggling to sleep. It's fine, it happens. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to listen through and properly get myself up to speed. And I'd ended up listening to like about three hours just straight of it, building it up. And I was like, okay, right, now I know what it's got to be. So yeah, I did know. I was fully aware of the high standards, and that did kind of come into play with thinking I need to do something here. I need to really create what is the throne room for me.
Tremendous. And a very welcome addition you are, AJ. Even if you are sickeningly young. And speaking of sickeningly young, someone who's only a little bit younger than you has emailed in. It says, hello, it's Sammy. I'm 15. I've been on game day once with Ross, MK Dons away. Message from Mailbag a few times. I got onto the podcast with my dad, in the 21-22 season. And we always listened to it on the way to Ipswich away days. My favourite moment has to be when Stewie almost burnt his house down, obviously, classic. And Alex and all his festive slash Halloween decorations. I do miss Hutchie's football shirts and also tell Ross to bring back the golden jacket. That'll be back for the Christmas show, Rossy. But AJ, a good question there from Sammy. We know from previous experience that Mrs. Jones, the mother in this scenario, she's fond of, for want of a better word, a bit of seasonal tat. Is your house currently filled with like baby Santas and polar bears and all that sort of stuff?
Stu's smiling because he knows the answer to this question, having already seen the sequel to the weird phallic pumpkin that I carted out for Halloween. Upstairs in my living room, there are more things. They will be out for the festive seasonal pod that we're going to do whenever we end up doing that. I assume that gets put out on Christmas Day. But yeah, there is. I can't lie. Again, maybe probably not that big on Christmas, to be honest. But yeah, we do have a lot of it. And I will make sure to show some of it off when we get the chance.
Excellent. I can't wait to see it. And I want you to be fully clad in a Santa's outfit at some point as well. Okay. Right then, Rossy, we've already shown one of the all-time moments of KOA. And there's another one which has come up a lot in these emails, which I'm shambolically getting in all sorts of a muddle trying to keep in order. But this one I found. It says, "Hi, Mark. This is from Rob Hughes." It's a very short email, Ross. All it says is this: "I have just one request for KOA 500. One, please include Ross's brilliant TripAdvisor review of the fair city of Bath. Priceless stuff." And there's another email, which I think I've just seen from Kez. Here we go. Which I'll also read. Because he says, "My all-time highlight has to be Ross's review of his visit to Bath. Sometimes I still chuckle when I think back to it. Fair play to the legend that's transcribed it and put it on TripAdvisor. Incredible work. Might have to go and see if I can find that now for pure entertainment value." Kez goes on to say, "It's just a silly podcast about football in the grand scheme of things, but it's nice to have a constant like that in the ever-changing and topsy-turvy world of football fandom. It's clear that you guys all genuinely care about Ipswich Town and enjoy the time you spend on the pod talking about them. I really appreciate having a couple of times a week where I can just hit the play button, put aside whatever else is going on in life, and listen to some familiar voices chat about the club we love, along with a bit of nonsense thrown in for good measure." That's lovely, Kez. Thank you very much. And Rossy, of course, the people want it. We have to provide it. You went to Bath for a weekend away. You came back and you told us about Bath. How was your trip to Bath with your good lady?
It was lovely. Lovely bath. Yeah. I recommend anyone who wants to go. I know you said you're... That's a,
oh, yeah. I really fancy it, yeah.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. But yeah, it was a lovely time. Although I didn't have a bath in Bath.
You didn't go to the Roman baths?
No, yeah, we did. But I mean, go into actually at the physical bath. Like we had a bath in our hotel room. And I was like, I could have a bath in Bath. I did do that.
Shout out the bath in Bath. Yeah. And the toilet. And the shower.
But no, it was very nice. The weather was pretty nice as well. So it only rained at night time. So it actually hit the window. And I love the rain when it hits the window and that gets me to sleep. So that was perfect. But no, lovely food, lovely people as well. I bumped into, you know, not you know, KOA listeners, but just, you know, people who just, you know, just go, oh, hello and all that. But no, it was nice.
That's an excellent review and I very much enjoyed it. Have you ever been contacted by the Bath Tourist Board, Rossi? Because I think if they need someone to speak eloquently about the joys of Bath, you're that man. Do you regret not having a bath in Bath?
Of course, yeah, of course. Because there was a beautiful bath in our hotel room. And I think actually Sasha had a bath, though, in Bath. So she did it. So maybe I have to ask her if the bath was good in Bath. We'll find out. But do you know what? Do you watch a series called First Dates?
Yes. My wife absolutely loves it.
That's filmed in Bath.
Is it?
So, yeah. So, or the current series, anyway. I think it was originally in Manchester, I think, but then they've moved to Bath now, the last maybe two series or so. So yeah, good old Bath.
We're learning so much today, aren't we? So that's another highlight, obviously, from KOA history, Ross's Bath review. And I think it's pretty much, when I look at these emails, it's been neck and neck between Stu's Inferno and Ross's review. Another highlight, though, which haven't actually been seen other than behind the scenes, was when the Young Guns went on tour this past summer. And set us up for this, AJ, because so you and Ross, the lads, round and about covering Ipswich Town, living the dream. And you were travelling from a game or to a game when you were accosted. And some would say, judging by the look on Rossi's face when you see this video, quite frightened by a hen do. Is that correct?
Yeah. First thing I want to say is I was really happy that actually when I first came in, you messaged me to come in. I got to see the inferno again.
Yeah.
Literally as I came in, which was brilliant. As for this one, yeah, I think I've done three international pre-season trips so far since I've joined. Two of them have just been with Ross, and they're probably like the two bigger ones, because the first one in Austria was quite short, and then we went back to Austria the second time for Innsbruck. That was lovely. And then this past summer we've obviously had the Germany/Austria trip, a little bit of both. And this one was on the way back from the game in Austria. I can't remember where it was, but it was coming back from there. We were staying in Munich, so we got the train from Munich down past the border. There was lots of scary things that happened overall in this day, which I can get onto in terms of like being accosted by the terrifying transport police that were on there as well. And on the way back, we did come into contact with this Hendu, who were very Austrian, not very, they didn't really like Germans, and they came up to us. And I initially thought, my first idea was, right, just block it out, don't do anything. Ross didn't get the memo of doing this. So next thing I know, Ross, who probably should have said something like, I don't speak English, I know that wouldn't have worked, but just anything to try and got away with it, was having something strapped to his head to play a game where if he lost, he had to give them money, which was even worse. No money was ended up leaving his hands. However, we did get a brilliant clip that I had to film, which I think Ross is about to play here.
Yeah. I think it looks really good.
Have you a six shots?
I mean, Ross, you look quite frankly, mate, like a deer in the headlights in that clip. Can you take us back to that? You were a little bewildered.
Yeah, that was a long day as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously, we just covered a game and the travel. We left really early in the morning. There's tiny violins getting played as I speak. But that was a very long day. And I think we just about got that train, I think, AJ.
And transport in Austria and Germany was not our friend. But yeah, it was Heimstetten, by the way, that we ended up going down to, which was very nice, but very, very quiet. No one was there, basically.
No, but yeah, we got on the train and we just heard like a ruckus being, you know, back of the train. We're like, what's going on? And obviously it got louder and louder, and then obviously it came to us, and I looked up and I went, oh dear, what's going on here? And I just saw, things be put on my head. Although I said worse things on this pod so far, so I don't know why I'm scared to say that thing, but I won't say it. But yeah, it was an experience, and somewhat I'm happy there is footage because, the history of that is still here. So thanks, AJ.
It is our group chat image on WhatsApp as well, which I'm quite happy about. It used to be me with a giant pretzel from the first Austria trip, but I had to change it when I took that video, and I'm so happy I did. It was definitely one of the more chaotic train journeys I think I've ever been on, with that, with the transport police, with the guy who was like almost on the run from the police or something who was on there as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the mafia. He's worked for the mafia, I think.
So, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. We had a bit of that. We're not going to talk too much about that just in case like one of us wakes up with a horse's head in our beds or something like that. But yeah, there was a lot going on this journey.
That might just be one of your mum's Christmas decorations, mate. You wouldn't necessarily
know. Hey.
Right then, I'm going to make someone embarrassed now, because without doubt, over the course of the history of the show, there's been one constant. And let's be honest, he's the star of the show. He won't tell you who he is. Well, behind the scenes, he will. But that is, of course, the good Dr. Stuart Watson. And I want to read this to you, Stu, from a listener, Judith Robson, who got in touch. So I just want to say I really look forward to all the KOA podcasts. And even though I don't do the FPL thing, it's very entertaining to hear you all getting competitive and then pretending it doesn't matter. I don't know what you're talking about, Judith. Anyway, she says, highlights. The one where Stu admitted he'd fallen asleep on the train and missed his station. I can't remember which match it was. The one where Stu suddenly realised he should have been picking his wife slash daughter up. He made a swift exit and then came back to rejoin the pod. Yeah, I remember that. I think you went away and came back and we were still talking about the same thing, as I recall. And you were like, what the hell have you been doing? Anyway, the one where Stu's wife made a late night appearance. Imagine that. Gave some brilliant team suggestions. I'm sure this one will already be on the list. It looks as if I'm picking on Stu, brackets, sorry, doctor. But if I had to pick just one king to listen to, it would be him. His comments and pieces for the paper, always balanced and incisive too. I love his writing and his bits on social media. Thanks to all the kings for everything you do. Keep up the brilliant work, Judith. So Judith is a big fan of yours, Stu. I assume she's related to you in some way. Yeah. How does that make you feel? The people love the doctor and you love the people.
Thank you very much, Judith. That's very kind. Checks in the post. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Excellent. And of course, she's mentioned it there, Judith. There's one final highlight, I think, which would definitely be up there for me. It's quite recent when we're recording the a traditional deadline day pod. This was only just gone, wasn't it, as I recall? Stu, we're all in different parts of the house, given the time. And Stu, you're in your kitchen. And you'd warned us pre-record in the green room that there's a danger that Mrs. Watson may come home in a state of inebriation, shall we say. And I was like, oh, and you're like, no, it'll be fun. And it duly was. Shall we watch it, Rossi?
Rhys Nelson fall through in terms of all those things. Yeah, a bit frustrating.
Excellent. We've got a guest appearance from a drunken Mrs. Watson there. Fantastic. I hope she had a good night, Stu. And is she now going to make herself some...
getting some drunken snacks and they go absolutely yes. Reeks of booze. Disgrace.
Superb.
Get yourself hydrated, girl.
I am. Oh dear, lovely stuff. Late night, fantastic. Right, so we're talking about the signings, Stu. Are you back in the room? Can you talk? Are you gonna have to
Yeah, I'm all good. Excellent.
There's two questions.
What are you gonna podcast at this time for?
Good question.
Transfer deadline day. Any thoughts on the business? Didn't get a striker. Million. Disappointed.
Very,
very disappointed. Absolutely gutted. Devastated. Gutted.
Superb. I've got two questions here. Maybe your wife wants to answer them.
Bring back McManaman.
What? Who? Does she mean McCarthy?
No,
the only ones I know.
McManaman. Yeah. Steve McManaman.
Yeah.
I don't Michael know. Owen. Michael Owen, yeah. Might get him actually. Right, you can go now.
Okay. Excellent. I think that's one of my favourite KOA moments ever. is Mrs. Watson aware of the cult status she now inhabits in KOA history, Stu?
Oblivious, I think, to any of the work that I do, which is fine by me. Just thinks probably much like your wife, Mark, our silly little podcast that we have to do at various hours of the day. But she did get stopped in the school playground and somebody was aware of her. I think said, you're a legend. I saw you on the podcast. And then I think she quite liked that. So, well, I said, maybe a WAGS pod at some stage. I think that's what the people want.
Well, I mean, certainly, yeah, it would be a thing. I mean, I am. You mentioned my wife there, Stu. I'm really pleased that wasn't my wife because it would not have been quite as even tempered and frankly polite. There would have been a few F's and Jeff's thrown in. And indeed, my wife has printed all these emails out for me and she's added her own at the end, which I thought I'd just read. Bear in mind, she's the only one with a printer in her office. She just writes, please stop shouting so much while you're doing your shit podcasts. It's annoying. Up the foxes. So there you go. A little insight there into how much my wife cherishes me and this very podcast. Friends, how are you all feeling then on this occasion? KOA 500. Rossi, did you ever think we'd make it this far?
Yeah, of course, definitely. My laptop's about to die, so I'm going to let you guys talk because I'm going to run down and get a charger. So it's sort of a perfect way to segue onto you. But I just looked and I went, oh my God,
My laptop's not been on charge, and the charger's downstairs because I've actually lost my charger, which is down at Ross. I left it at Portman Road on Sunday. So I've been using my Sasha's laptop charger, which sometimes works. It works, even though she's got a different laptop to me. So, anyway. I
mean, we've hit some key tick boxes on this, haven't we? We've had Mike on doing his insane intros. We've had a very understated and smooth and cool Hutchie. And we've had Rossi now forgetting his charger and needing to charge. It would have been, I mean, it could even have been like the old days, Ross. You could have just vanished and the recording just gets deleted, perhaps. You go and get that then, mate. I'm going to read some more of these emails because people have been taking some time to write in. And although I've managed to get them completely messed up, I want to give everyone the chance to be name checked. So this one is from Max Green. He says, I've been listening for a few years, first time writing in. I'm a tractor boy abroad, originally from Colchester, living in the Spanish city of Seville for the last 15 years. Thanks to the pod and your reporting for keeping me up to date on all things. I'm also a real Betis season ticket holder and would be seriously conflicted if Town and Betis ever meet in what would have to be known as the Fanini George Derby. Keep up the fantastic work and good luck reporting over the festive period. So that's from Max. We've got another one here from Matt Cox, who says he's been listening since the summer of 2019 when Town signed Thomas Holy. How times have changed, he says. Essentially, he says, I sent in a particular question to a different podcast. The rest is football, with Lineker, Shearer and Richards. It was about who they thought was the best manager outside of the Premier League at the time. I never thought it would be answered, but they did. And then much to my delight, they said McKenna. And then you guys heard about it and you ran a story on it, spoke about it on the podcast and also asked McKenna about it himself. I was so shocked. I couldn't believe my question had got this much traction. And it was nice to hear how far it's got. You guys do a brilliant club, etc. A brilliant job covering the club. Podcast for a great listen. Thank you very much, Matt. Moving forward, what else have we got here? This is Ryan Cantwell, Stu. Do you remember that story I told you about the guy finding himself outside your kitchen window at night?
Oh, yeah, I need a bit more detail on this.
That was Ryan. Well, have it now. he says, I'm a long-time listener, thought I should email in for the first time. I'm always eagerly awaiting the release of the pod after the weekend's game and mainly listen while walking my dogs in the evening. The walks are never as enjoyable without the voices of yourself, Stu, AJ and Ross. Also a special mention to former King Andy Warren. My KOA highlight, surely nothing can top the moment that Stu blew all of his £1 million pick money on Miles Kenlock not playing in the Pizza Trophy. He's even, Ryan, included the tweet to that effect, Stu. He sent receipts.
I don't remember that.
Neither do I. But obviously,
I put all my money on him not playing in a game.
The tweet says, he won't play, Andy Warren. It's not happening. If we were playing £1 million picks now, I'd be pushing all of my chips into the middle and saying, I'm all in on Miles Kenlock not featuring in this game. There's even a time check. KOA podcast, 4th of October, 2021, 46 minutes, 17 seconds.
Wow.
Someone's taking this very seriously.
And he played.
Apparently he played, so you lost all your money. On a side note, he says, appreciate me sharing a surreal experience. Just moved house, walking my dogs in the evening on a new route, listening to all your thoughts on the aftermath of the Leicester game. I'm listening to Stu's impassioned monologue about Town's VAR injustice when all of a sudden one of my dogs comes to a complete stop. For some reason, I glance to my left and I see the doctor, Stuart Watson himself, through what can only assume is his kitchen window, engrossed in the action of cleaning his dishes. Because you refuse, Stu, like Axel turns Ebby, you refuse to buy a dishwasher. Anyway, I can't believe I was looking at the very man whose voice was currently resonating through my eardrums. Proper Inception-y stuff. It goes on to say, I won't disclose Stu's address to the masses, as I'm sure he'd otherwise be overwhelmed by fan mail. Correct. That would be a danger to his person. And you were completely oblivious, Stu. Just washing your dishes, looking out the window.
We need like a secret. Next time, if I see a gentleman sort of wandering past with his dog, I'm not going to know if it is said listener. I need like
Ryan.
A little...
Yep.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan, if you come past again and I make eye contact, we'll need like a little secret nod or something like that. Just
salute him, Ryan. Just give him a salute.
A salute, yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'll just salute back. No other words required.
It'll be a beautiful
moment.
Nice
little moment. Yeah.
Just unspoken. I've got a question for you boys, which has been sent in as part of Nigel G's email, which I didn't read earlier because I wanted to wait till Alex was here. He says, raising a glass to you all to celebrate pod number 500 and here's to the next 500. By which time, will the following have happened? And I'm going to ask you, which is the most likely of these to have happened by the time of KOA 1000? I think you can see where we're going with this, Rossi. So 2031, will Stu have regained a full head of hair? Will Mark have been knighted for services to football podcasts? That can surely not be that far away, actually. Will Alex have won FPL? That is pretty much inevitable. Or will Ross have passed his driving test? So which do we think is most likely to happen, Rossi? Me being made a knight of the realm, Stu regrowing his hair, or Alex winning the FPL? Or you passing your bloody driving test, mate?
Oh, depends if Stu wants to go to Turkey.
I'd love that if you just booked a holiday to Turkey and came back with a full head of hair, Stu. Yeah.
Do a James Norwood. Yeah.
But don't tell us that you've done it. Just show up on one of the podcasts and have like shoulder length hair.
Yeah.
Use a different colour as well.
It'd be amazing.
And I'll send you a message just say, I don't want a big deal made of it. I don't want to address it, talk about it. Let's just pretend like nothing's happened.
Darren Ship also emailed in. It says, I'm a lifelong Ipswich Town fan, born in Ipswich and had the pleasure of watching the magic of the late 70s and early 80s games, standing in Churchman's on my milk crate, potentially alongside Mike Bacon, formerly of this parish. For the last 10 years, I've lived in Melbourne, Australia. And for the last three, I've been listening to your fantastic podcast. I have a gardening business, so I have the pleasure of listening to you guys on my headphones while working in the sunshine. Another one from Australia, from Dr. D. I don't know if he's in some sort of practice with you, Stewie. Good day, Easties. Congratulations on your KOA 500. I listen in Australia. I grew up near Bury St Edmunds and watched Paul Mariner, obviously a legend of the team. A few more because I want to make sure everyone gets mentioned. Chris Radford, Shrewsbury-based Ipswich Town fan here, found the KOA podcast during COVID. I love the podcast for all town discussions and, of course, the humour. I was born in Ipswich, dragged away by family during high school, but was hooked after Ipswich Town squad, and this is relevant to you, Stewie, came to St John's Primary School in the late 80s and I secured Jason Dazelle's autograph. If only someone would write a book with Jason Dazelle, which would be available for Christmas. Just hoping for a shout out. Keep up the great work, chaps. Chris Radford. And there's one more here. Oh, no, we've done that. Charlotte Thornton. So that, I think, is everyone. I apologise if you have emailed in and I haven't read it out because, quite frankly, friends, I've had a shambolic episode with all this paper. And there's quite a lot of names and things I wanted to get in. I think I've got them all in. But anyway, so we come to the end of this podcast. We're coming up to 90 minutes, a full football game of reliving the best bits, if you like, of KOA 500. Stu, have you got any reflections you'd like to share on your time on this podcast? Anything that we haven't mentioned that you think is worthy of mentioning? We've had some up and down times, my friend. We haven't mentioned, of course, the Crisp podcast as well, which I think is still out there.
Yeah, let's do another special along those lines at some stage. That was fun. Of those four things ranked in order, I think we're just in agreement that driving is bottom of that list. I'll make a promise now. If Ross, if you pass your driving test in this next year, I'll wear a wig of your choice for the podcasts. For I don't know, we'll pick a number out, but I have to commit to wearing a wig on the pod. That can be my version of Movember. I'll even wear it to a press conference. There you go.
Oh yes,
yes.
Write that down.
That's big. Have to be the theory? Does it have to be the whole shebang? He has to get his license.
Surely it's got to be the whole thing. We can't.
Yeah, the whole thing.
There's some motivation for you. I will go and I will do a Ipswich Town press conference with Mick. Mick with Kieran McKenna. Crikey. Yeah, there you go.
Will he get the context? Will he know the context? Like, we'll have to.
No, he won't. And that's exactly. And that's exactly. What are you doing?
You forget these all get like streamed and put on TV and all sorts. And I would love to know what Kieran McKenna's reaction would be like. Because Kieran will often kind of, if he's got something to mention outside of your question, he will just go and do it. And I would love to see his reaction to Stu in that moment.
I bet he would be deadpan, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Regret saying that now, but it's on the record. So there we go, mate.
Hopefully,
fuel for your fire, use it.
Hopefully, the next time we do a landmark edition of this pod, that'll be one of the clips that we play, and then that'll be the forerunner to Stu actually having to do it, Ross. So you have now a lot of pressure on your shoulders, but equally you have some serious motivation. Watson in a wig at a press conference would be great value. Rossi, how about yourself in terms of KOA 500? What memories have you of this pod before we finish and get on with our day?
Just personally, to me, I think I've grown as a man. I was a little Roscoe baby when I came on here. A bit shy, a bit maybe timid.
Mate, do you remember? I mean, I'm sorry to cut over you and I'll let you continue. But on that note, the first time, I mean, you obviously now game day is your thing and everyone knows you. But the first time we ever sent you to do a game day was, I think, Forest away.
Yeah.
And you didn't speak to anyone. And you got back and I said, why didn't you speak to anyone? That's not really me. I don't, you know, I'm not. And now look at you, mate. You're Mr. Microphone. You're Mr. Charisma. You're Mr. Strolling around voice of the people. So absolutely you've grown. Anyway, mate, carry on.
Yeah, so yeah, from that to now, obviously I'll give a shout out to all the KOA Army, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have game day. We wouldn't have all the other content we've created during lockdown, especially, you know, even though, you know, at that point, Town were doing very badly, you know, I was able to still get fans on, share their thoughts and their opinions. So yeah, shout out to everybody. You know, I can name all of them. They know who they are. And yeah, it's just been a journey. You know, it's just Town have been on a journey, but myself and this podcast have been on a journey. So it will continue, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. And AJ, obviously you're Johnny come lately, but you've now must have been on what we're coming up to your, it was 2023, wasn't it? So next year will be your second anniversary of KOA. Should you still be with us in June? And obviously I'm hoping you will be. You're not going to get picked up.
Somewhat ominous. Huh?
What I mean is you're not going to get picked up by a bigger club, essentially. So hopefully you're still with us and can celebrate that 2-year anniversary. What are your memories and your kind of thoughts on the pod in terms of your involvement?
In terms of the time, it's quite funny where I think that, just talking to Stu about the amount of games he's covered, he doesn't quite know. I have like a little tracker of mine. Obviously, I've had quite a few less than him. I'll probably say, to be honest, we've probably seen about the same amount of wins over that course of time. I know we had the League One season with promotion in there. Potentially before that, it wouldn't have been too different. So, I like the fact that it's been, touch wood, pretty successful since I've been here, and it's all trended upwards, which has been nice. It's my first time doing a podcast like this on a weekly basis, and I think from my perspective as well, spoken quite a lot about like previous jobs in terms of how difficult that can be with some of the experiences that I've had, and that can be quite difficult making a jump into a totally new environment, having struggled with some things in the past. So I just want to say, couldn't have asked for more supportive people to work and podcast alongside of, especially after everything in the past. And it does mean a lot. And all the better for it, all the more confident, and all the happier for it as well.
Oh, that's lovely, mate. Thank you very much. I'm glad you feel that, and I'm glad you enjoy being part of this team, which you very much are, clearly.
Thank you.
One final email, which I've kept to the end because I think it's a good way to end. This is from Shelley M, who says that I live in deepest Cambridgeshire, and like Ross, I do not drive. Although I'm old and not planning to. I don't have a season ticket, but do subscribe to the Anglian Digital Package and find the podcast, a brilliant podcast, a brilliant way to stay in touch. Highlights over the years, Stu's calmness when interviewing Paul Lambert, who was losing it. Do you remember that, Stu? Delusion and fabrication. Was that Oxford away during COVID?
Yeah.
Ross's behind the scenes uploads and the time you got choked up about talking about going to see Derby with your granddad. Again, Heath crying seems to be what the people want. and the wacky stuff, Yorkshire pudding, transport woes, doors versus windows. Anyway, in honour of you all and with thanks, here's a ditty I penned.
Ooh.
Written as a poem. And I thought it'd be a good way to end. So here we go. I hope I read this and do it justice, Shelley. Been listening to the pod for quite some time. Here then are some thoughts of mine. I so look forward to my KOA fix. Football and fun, an excellent mix. Journos whose views I implicitly trust, who tell it dispassionately, as of course they must. At least that's what I think about Stu. Mark, I'm not so sure about you. Fair. But please, fear not, I only jest. As host, you really are the best. Yeah, correct. Injecting mischief when it's needed. Ensuring sponsors' needs are heeded. Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Disregard that. Okay, but no more details, please. The role of podcast host is key. Heathy, you do it so beautifully. Nice. That's not where it ends. Alex is the best type of geek. Just the man if data you seek. Like K-Mac, he watches footy a lot. For teams, he knows what XG they've got. The preseason pods with Ross were great. And media clips where Scran they ate. He'd rather break food than Morsey and co, but that's his job too. So there you go. Stu's observations, always worth reading. Never sensationalised or misleading. His demeanour usually calm and wise. Those promotion emotions were a surprise. A lovely moment. If you've not seen that, go back and watch it. But that day, didn't we all feel the same? Football, what a wonderful game. Since then, we've had few ups, more downs, and Stu keeps our feet firmly on the ground. Ross has become a bit of a star, has some ambitions to drive a car. Currently, they've all come to naught. The theory test his intentions does thwart. Thank goodness, then, for Liam from Crew, who drives him around, as also does Stu. His photos are great. The specials he leads, ex-players chats. Keep on with them, please. An honourable mention to ex-King Hutchie, who contributed to this pod so muchly. Loved his singing the mailbag tune, the way football shirts, they made him swoon. So thank you, Kings, for the football stuff and also the lighter moments, the fluff. Ross's attempts to pronounce old names, strange encounters with hen groups on trains, Mark's big questions, mailbag, the strike. No wonder so much this podcast we like. 500 down and still going strong. How did we cope before you came along?
No, I think that's a round of applause.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Shelley. You hit all the key metrics, apart from Manscaped, obviously disregard that. but yeah, I thought that was a brilliant way to end. And I guess I should wrap up by offering my own thoughts, friends. Is there anything else you want to mention before I do the outro?
Good old Liam from Crew.
Yeah, Liam from Crew gets to mention in KOA 500. Only right. How much money do you owe him, by the way, for petrol now, Rossi?
Too much. I'll probably owe him a house and many holidays. But yeah, good lad.
Superb. Well, friends, thank you so much for those of you who got in touch, sent us emails, because a lot of them, you could clearly see you put a lot of time into them. And it's really nice to see that so many people enjoy the pod. I mean, we've got listeners, I think, last time I checked, in 70 plus countries around the world, which is mental when you consider that we just sit here in our bedrooms, middle rooms, offices, whatever, and do this twice a week, that, you know, so many people listen to it. It's really nice. And I start the podcast every week by saying hello, friends. And that is not just a kind of throwaway thing. That's how I wanted it to be when I came on board. I wanted it to be a podcast that spoke to you like we're your mates down the pub. And what's better than sitting down the pub with a beer or a soft drink or a coffee or whatever, shooting the shit and talking about football. And that is really, for me, the ethos of Kings of Anglia. So when I say hello, friends, I really do mean that. I'd like to think that if ever we met any of you, and, you know, obviously we do meet a lot of you, that we could just go for a pint and talk about football. And it's great to be part of that community. And hopefully it will continue for many, many more years and seasons and games and Ipswich Town going into Europe and this, that and the other. So, friends, I guess I should end this by saying thank you simply for listening. I know many of you have been with us since day one. Others have come on board along the way, but you're all welcome. Very much space on the KOA Army bandwagon. And I guess the only way to finish would be to say here's to the next 500. KOA 1000, hopefully coming in sometime in 2031, where Ross still won't be driving. But friends, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back later on this week to build up to another big game against Wolves this weekend. Normal service will be resumed. But until then, enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks again for getting in touch, being involved, being part of KOA. And we'll speak to you next time.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.